تفسير with مولانا شفيق حاجي on رياض الذاكرين.
نور فؤادك يا إنسان.
Let us go to the Quran al-Kareem. Firstly, the Hadith Sharif and the importance of the Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An Abi Hurairata radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ta'allam al-Quran faqara'uhu fa'inna mathal al-Quran liman ta'allam faqara'un waqama bihi kamathali jarabin mahshubin miskan tafuhu rihuhu كل مكان ومثل من تعلمه فرقد وهو في جوفه كمثل جراب أوكي على مسك أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrated that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said learn the Quran and recite it, because the example of one who learns the Quran, reads it and recites it in tahajjud salah, that is the late after midnight salah, is like an open bag full of musk. The fragrance whereof spreads over the entire place. And a person who has learned the Quran but sleeps while the Quran is in his heart is like a bag full of musk but with its mouth closed. In the light of this Hadith Sharif, let us go to the Quran al-Kareem, Surah al-Baqarah, verse 233, and thereafter we follow its tafsir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والوالدات يرضعن أولادهن حولين كاملين لمن أراد أن يتم الرضاعة, وعلى المولود له رزقهن وكسوتهن بالمعروف, لا تكلف نفس إلا وسعها, لا تضار والدة بولدها ولا مولود له بولده, وعلى الوارث مثل ذلك, فإن أرادا فصالا عن تراض منهما وتشاور فلا جناح عليهما, وإن أردتم أن تسترضعوا أولادكم فلا جناح عليكم إذا سلمتم ما آتيتم بالمعروف, واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله بما تعملون بصير.
صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم. سورة البقرة revealed in مدينة المنورة. It consists of 286 verses. It is the second surah in the Noble Quran, and this surah has 40 rukus. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 233, which is a continuation of the verse from yesterday, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والوالدات يرضعن أولادهن حولين كاملين لمن أراد أن يتم الرضاعة وعلى المولود له رزقهن وكسوتهن بالمعروف لا تكلف نفس إلا وسعها لا تضار والدة بولدها ولا مولود له بولده وعلى الوارث مثل ذلك فإن أرادا فصالا عن تراض منهما وتشاور فلا جناح عليهما وإن أردتم أن تسترضعوا أولادكم فلا جناح عليكم إذا سلمتم ما آتيتم بالمعروف واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله بما تعملون بصير. Now towards here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the middle of this particular verse of the Qur'an al-Kareem, in verse 233, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala here says that, فَإِنْ أَرَادَ فِصَالًا عَنْ تَرَادٍ مِّنْهُمَا وَتَشَاوُرٍ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا, that if the couple decide to wean the child by mutual consent and consultation, there shall be no sin upon either of them. Then Allah says, وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمْ أَنْ تَسْتَرُضِعُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا سَلَّمْتُمْ مَا آتَيْتُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. That if you wish to give your children out to nurse, there is no sin on you provided you pay what is due from you according to the norm. And I'll fear Allah and know that most definitely He sees what you do. Now, we have discussed regarding to the laws of suckling, and then the mother and father may not be made to suffer because of their children. Now here, Jama'at al-Muslimin, whilst we were discussing this particular aspect, we now continue whereby Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that on the inheritor it becomes incumbent there like thereof. And this means that this verse implies that if the father passes away, the responsibility of caring for the child will fall squarely on the inheritor's shoulders. And if the child inherits some wealth, all the expenses of this child shall be paid from the inheritance. If on the contrary, the child possesses no wealth of his own, the inheritors will have to then spend from their own wealth to defray the expenses. As according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahumullah, the inheritors referred to are here to those are those of the child, that those who shall inherit from the child should the child pass away, as well as the close mahram, the relatives of this particular child. If a single person fits into both these categories, he will have to support the child single-handedly. And if there are many such inheritors involved here, they shall share the expenses in relation to their respective alluded shares of the state. Here, Jama'at Muslimin, a mahram is that person to whom one may not be married. If both people are of the same gender, the relationship of being a mahram can be established by assuming either one to be of the opposite gender. If after this assumption it is concluded that the two cannot marry, they will be deemed to be mahram to each other. For example, an uncle cannot marry his niece, therefore he will also be regarded as a mahram to his nephew. And then the ruling regarding to this is that suppose a father passes away, leaving nothing for his infant son to subsist upon it. And the only inheritor of the child are his mother and his paternal grandfather. Now, according to their respective shares to this child's estate, the mother will have to contribute towards 1/3 of the child's expenses, while the remaining 2/3 will be borne by the grandfather. And then furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks here about a child may be weaned off breast milk before 2 years by mutual agreement. And here when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمْ أَنْ تَسْتَرْضِعُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا سَلَّمْتُمْ مَا آتَيْتُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. That if the couple decide to wean the child before 2 years by mutual consent and consultation, there shall be no sin either upon of them, and none of them will have the sin. And this should be done with the welfare of the child as a priority. Jama'at al-Muslimin, this may be done if, for example, the mother's milk dries up or becomes infected and the child refuses to suckle by any other woman. And it may also occur that the child stops suckling on his own. It will be permissible now to wean the child in all such circumstances where the welfare of the child may be adversely affected by suckling. And then furthermore, the laws of paying for suckling. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about that if you wish to give your children out to nurse, there is no sin conditionally that you provide, you pay what is due from you according to the norm. Now, keeping the well-being of the child in mind, if the couple decide to hire a wet nurse, and they will know there will be prohibition from the Sharia side of it. However, if the mother wishes to suckle the child after her iddah as well, but at a fee, the father will have no right to take the child away from her to hand over to another wet nurse. And then he may only do so if the mother demands a fee that is really much more than what is expected in comparison to the wet nurse on or the mother's milk has become contaminated due to illness. Now here we find that there's two rulings, in fact three rulings, that even though another woman suckles the child, the mother reserves the right to care for the child during the interim period, and the father is obliged to make the necessary arrangements for this person. Number two, the wage paid to the nursing mother should be a fair one and must be paid in full on the stipulated time without delay. This is implied in the verse, you pay what is due from you according to the norm. And then thirdly, if any other service is required from the wet nurse in addition to suckling, then it should be stipulated in the contract. So this is what Deen teaches us. And finally, the fourth maslaya, a wet nurse may be employed with the stipulation of food and clothing as wages, but this must be clearly defined. No other employee may be employed on this basis. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the end of this verse says that very clearly that وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ that fear Allah and know that most definitely He sees what you do. It should always be borne in mind that no action goes unnoticed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any contravention to His laws, be they concerning suckling or anything else, will deserve His wrath and punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ